Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-026. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. My name is Danielle. Could I have your first and last name, please?
Excuse me, Danielle. Robert Harris.
Thank you. And are you calling today for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
That's great. Do you need to advise that I discuss your personal information without your written or verbal permission to do so? So is it just you and I on the call?
Yes. Sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Of course. And could you provide your date of birth, please?
10/20/59.
Are you calling today for the first time?
Yes, for your assessment or whatever. Date your infirmity, okay. Use family first.
Okay. I should be able to assist you with that. Just to verify, we're calling to apply for in-home care services, right?
I don't know the process. I have no idea what's going on, but I know my buddy went through a couple places because he was going to stay with me and then, help me out. Because I just got out of the hospital again. I've been on disability for almost a year, and I had to get that extended because had a lot of things going on. I need a surgery on my eye for a detached retina, gallstone, arthritis, pneumonia, a whole slew of stuff.
So let's see what we can do to get you set up.
Yeah, I don't know how Family First got my number, but
I guess I need the assessment anyway.
I guess I need the assessment anyway, right, for any other program I want to go to.
This would be for the Community Health Choice Waiver or the LIFE program. I can give you some information on those before we proceed. But we are contracted by the state of Pennsylvania to assist the Department of Human Services and Office of Long-Term Living with applications for home care.
Right.
Well, would you be able to provide your...
Yeah, my... Mainline Health is actually she just left is providing me with a home nurse right now. They pop in like once or twice a week. That's all.
Okay.
But it's not living care.
Right.
Yeah, it's not living care.
Okay. Would you be able to provide your social, please?
I don't like giving that out on the phone.
Okay. Are you comfortable giving it in person if one of our enrollment case managers come out?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can see the paperwork of who is going to. Yeah, no offense,
Oh, no, you are perfectly fine.
Yeah. Now, with this assessment, right, will that cover, like, other programs, or you're just saying you're strictly with a couple, or you're just
this
with the
Department of Health? This is strictly for the community. Right. So this is just for the Department of Human Services for us to determine or submit the application for home care with either the Community Health Choice Waiver or the LIFE program. Your information will not be shared with any other type of program. It would be sent to Department of Human Services. That is the only person that, or agency, organization, that we are able to send any type of assessment results or anything to.
Right. So I would have to get this done no matter which company we went through, right?
Right. If you're applying for home care,
eventually,
no matter who you spoke to, you'd be sent to us.
Right, and then so that agency will send me paperwork, and then I could take that to any company, right?
That I'm not sure of, because we are not directly affiliated with any home care agencies. We are strictly contracted.
No, the state, I mean, with the state health department, right?
So these assessments, like a functional eligibility determination and physician certification form, those can be used for like home care or nursing facility, but if you're applying for any other type of benefit, and I'm not sure what other benefits would even ask for these things, but if you were, they may need to do their own assessment.
Yeah, this is strictly home care, and I guess I have to be put on Medicaid for that, right?
Right. So if you're not already enrolled in Medicaid, we would apply for it when we apply for the waiver as well.
Oh, yeah, I can give you my number then. Unless you want to send someone out, it would be a lot easier for me.
Well, we're going to have to send someone out regardless.
Okay. I can do the assessment with that.
Okay. So we do need to get the referral started and get that scheduled. You're okay. You have no need to apologize at all. And then I would be able to help you with that. Now, there are two programs that are offered by the Office of Long-Term Living. The first program is the Community Health Choice Waiver, and that's for individuals that might be an elderly adult, have a physical disability, or a traumatic brain injury. And it can help with things like bathing and dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of emergency alert systems, and home modifications. The alternative to the Community Health Choice Waiver is the LIFE program, and that is for Pennsylvania residents that are 55 years and older. It is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center. So with either one, we would schedule your initial visit with one of our enrollment case managers. At that visit, we would come to your home, complete a financial application for Medicaid and waiver, review your medical history, and select a managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency, depending on the program that you're interested in. So please keep in mind that the exact hours and any additional services that you would receive through waiver would be determined by the managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency after the enrollment process is completed. And that enrollment process is about 90 days on average. Would you still like to continue?
No, let me think about all it. It's a lot of information.
Okay, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling up to it right now. I'm sorry.
No, that is perfectly fine. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if there's a time when you have more information or you had additional questions and you were feeling a little better, please feel free to give us a call, okay?
All right, and your number is?
877-855-4227. Yes.
4227. And this is, which now the name of it?
This is the Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Independent.
Yeah.
Enrollment.
Okay.
Brokers.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're very welcome. If there's nothing else I could do or no other questions, did you want to take a survey on our call today?
No, not right now.
Not a problem. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers, and I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.